Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Somewhat Normal Podcast. Mercedes, JC, and Steph here. We're somewhat normal, not completely normal, but we're all somewhat normal, right?
It's a little club that we're in, and I love it.
Yes.
Today, we're going to talk about getting in touch with the people that have passed on, or psychics, being able to see the future. I think all of us have that ability to kind of tune into that awareness of things that are going to come. You can pick up on signals, some people more so than others. Do you guys feel like you have that ability?
Go ahead, Steph. Whether you have the ability or do you believe in the ability?
Either or.
I think both. I think sometimes I'll have the ability to see it or have this intuition about it and have this gut feeling. And then there are times where I'm like totally off.
Yeah.
But I 100% believe in it. My dad's a psychic. I've been raised on it. So yes, on both.
What about you, JC?
Yeah, I'm the same way. 100% believe in it. There are times where I do feel like I pick up on things, whether it's a loved one that has passed, that's trying to send me a message, or I'm in a certain situation. I just feel like I feel their energy or their presence around me. So I do believe in it. At times, I do feel like it does happen.
I think that I definitely feel like I've predicted things, but then I wonder how much of it is manifestation, where, you know, you just put those vibes out there.
Yeah.
And then it happened. Not necessarily like I predicted this, but I'm like, well, I willed this to happen. So I tend to be skeptical too. I feel like sometimes I pick up on these vibes, but then I'm like, well, is it just luck, or, you know, what is it? But we actually have an intuitive psychic who is going to join us now. And we're going to see how this works with her. Her name is Susan Harris. Susan Harris, good morning. Hello, how are you?
Awesome, how are you?
We're doing great. We're talking about psychics, intuitives, and you have been doing this for a really long time. Tell us about how you discovered this gift.
Okay, so I've been doing this maybe over about 12 years. Well, but, you know, inevitably I was born with the knowing or the claircognitive, the empathy, and it's just, my path is just learning that, understanding who I am, and the skills or the senses developed over time. Just about self-discovery.
So now, do you consider yourself someone that can get vibrations and get messages from beyond, or someone that more is looking towards the future and what is coming up for someone?
Yes, all of that. As an intermediary, I basically can, yes, see that I am shown the future, but I'm also shown the present circumstances, how one can shift their course of where their experiences that they're occurring, like if they're in struggle. And then also in that, sometimes transition loved ones come through, and that would be helping the person still on the earth to heal and to grow. So it's kind of like, it's not like a box. It's kind of, you can talk to, it's like a 360.
So what are we doing then today? We're going to see if loved ones are trying to reach out to us, or see, you can kind of see what the future holds for us. What's the game plan for today then? This is very exciting.
Well, it's really about what you, I mean, spirit can talk about some, can start talking. Usually that they start in a generic type of form to lead or help the client or you to a question or really what you're wanting to ask, or you can ask a specific question. It just depends on where you all are in your journeys. They show me it's just kind of like you're just all, because I do get visuals and they're just kind of standing there like, okay, what?
Yeah, there you need a direction to go. Well, you have me, Mercedes, here. You have JC and you also have Steph. Are you, before any of us ask any questions, are you getting anything right now? Are you seeing anything, feeling anything that might be related to us?
Yeah, so they are immediately showing me that there is there is a transition loved one that is either a grandparent type of energy. He's presented to me old, so that sounds bad, but he's also presented to me as a grandparent type of, may not be a literal grandparent, but someone that was seen as a an elder in one's life.
Anyone that fit those that I think we probably all could fit that one.
Well,
right?
So someone particularly recently lost someone in that situation.
Yeah, I actually just recently lost my grandfather to COVID back in January. So I'm wondering if that might be him.
What was his first name?
His first name is Siriaco.
Okay. So he's saying, yes, that is me. So this inner energy inevitably is coming forth to bring reassurance, and reassurance in the knowing that he was cared for or loved, that no one could really have done necessarily anything to change the path of exit out of the life. He seems to really want to be reassuring to those that he has passed. That is, he has left since he has passed. So he's stressing this. I'm okay. Or if someone has a question about, is he all right? Is he's reassuring. I'm okay. I'm fine. You couldn't have done anything different. That's the main message he's wanting to bring forth. It doesn't necessarily feel like it's for you, specifically. But more of someone that was of his age, like a child, or a grown child. It feels like it's kind of like indirect to you with this reassurance, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think when he passed, there was a lot of questions like, how could we have avoided him getting it?
Yeah.
How could we have taken care of him? Because my grandma did pass a year and a half ago. And she was the one with him by his side. And now this past 2020 he was alone. And he was just kind of like, not knowing what else to do besides live. So I think you saying that, I mean, it does reassure me. And maybe my aunts or my uncle or my dad, who was his children, were wondering, like, is there anything else that we could have done? And I think that really does kind of seal the label of he is fine.
Yes, he does. So he also, just to add to it, he does. You know, he's saying he had a fulfilled life, and even if he seemed lost or lonely towards the end, that was part of his journey, and he was not.
Aww,
so
that makes me so excited.
Very sweet.
I'm just getting emotional. Well, I love him, and I'm really happy he reached out.
Can you also ask him if he hid any money anywhere that Steph could find it?
That's a no.
Darn it. I was trying to help
Papa,
you.
We love you. Aw, that was so sweet.
JC, do you have any questions for Susan Harris? We're talking to Susan Harris, a psychic medium. Anything that you want info on?
Yeah, I don't know if you're getting anything as far as like a grandparent on for me, because I feel like my grandfather passed away, gosh, like 7-8 years ago. And his entire life, he worked on the railroad. He's a railroad guy. And I feel like anytime I go on a road trip, and maybe it's just I'm just aware of it, but I feel like I see trains all the time. We'll be driving to California and there'll be just a train track that you never see a train on. And all of a sudden one will come by. And I feel like is that him sending a message to me, or is that me just looking for a message?
No, that would be him sending a message. You would know a difference, like if you're searching for something, like if you're trying to find your keys, versus being shown a message. So that is a reminder that he's still, his energy is still with you, that he's still you could say, guiding you in your, or watching you in your life. He does have a, there is a message though for you, though, that you are being asked to really stand, come, they say like, it feels like you are being led to more light, more, I don't know your stance, but it's like they're wanting you to have more of a light on you, as if like a stage light, you could say. Your career path has, not fully been shown to you, or is not fully, been expressed, because they're showing me in some way you stand in the shadow and you're stepping into more light. So this is an indication for you that where you stand in the world with whatever platform you have, it's really going to be bigger, because they just keep showing me they want more light on you. So that means more attention for you. That means more just you being, sharing you in the world more. And that you're, this is going to sound maybe a little bit weird, but they're really, I'm referring to spirit, and it's kind of like leading you, as if you're reaching out your hand and someone is taking it and leading you forward. So I don't get you necessarily have to go hunt and find this down, that you are going to be shown and invited into new arenas or new platforms, so to speak, to help your light shine different or more. It does feel like it may be in a different way or in a variance of a way, but that is what's happening with you. You feel you are presented to me very humbled and very authentic, and it's very beautiful to say, to see or to feel. And this aspect of you is really is how you, what you bring through in your service and what people feel and what they resonate with, in a sense, even if they aren't aware of it. And this is what your soul or God, spirit, whatever you believe in, is trying to expand more in this life.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. That's amazing. I feel like I'm in a better spot right now. Yeah. This is really good.
Well, and then just looking at, I mean, I know you don't know all of his background, but he really like came to Las Vegas and as a student, and now he's on the radio and he's a big TV star, and he just keeps getting bigger and better every single day. So I think you nailed that.
Mm-hmm. I think I what I understand is that it's really important for you to see that it's who you are. You know, yes, you can have skills and, you know, so to speak, for your work that you do, but it's really the essence that you are that is creating the success, and you'll see more success. Because sometimes you forget to own, yeah, this is who I am, not in an ego way, but I'm being me. And that's really important for you to remember.
Almost on like what I'm doing in life is on the right path. This is the path I'm supposed to be on, and I'm making the right moves, which is very reassuring. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right, Mercedes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really know what I want to ask, honestly. I like had a couple of ideas, but now I'm like, I was going to ask about past relatives, and now part of me is like, you know what? I'd rather go with future. And with, you know, I have two daughters, and I just kind of want to know what's the future hold for my two daughters.
Okay, so they're presented to me very different. I understand children are, we're all unique, but your children are shown to me as if like you're standing in the center and one's going to run off the left and one's going to run off the right. So this is presented to me because to show you that they are very different and they will have very different paths. So basically they won't do the same work in the world, so to speak. They are presented also very, you are very, know what you want. You have that, they show me this about you. It's like, I know what I want. This is what I want. Like very definitive in a sense. And you have passed this in a way onto your children. And so whether they appear stubborn or push back, that is them trying to find their own, what do I want? But your children are going to be very successful, but they're showing me two different, like as if one goes into more creative outlet and another goes into more of a, they're calling it a sterile field, but that would be more like lab or, you know, a business sense with more structure.
Yeah, that's kind of nailed that one. Definitely. My oldest is she's actually, you know, the president of Nevada DECA. She's like in the business field. And my younger one is very creative and very much kind of like the rebel. And you mentioned the word stubborn, and she is me. So, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. You have raised your children in to be independent women, which is beautiful in this world. And they may stumble, but when they stumble, it's really adjusting like their stance. So when they seem to appear to stumble in life, no matter what area that looks like, it's really their soul, you could say, adjusting like so they can take another breath and maybe take another turn, so to speak. So they actually really feel secure on the earth. That sounds weird, but like rooted. So as we root in the world, we become like trees, you know, so we can have more abundance and we can branch more. We're not so wavering with our foundation, and your children are very rooted.
Oh, that makes me happy. That's like one of my ultimate goals with them, is just to make sure that they, you know, they have those roots and that they know that they've got that constant support.
Yes. So with them, it's interesting because they may know that they have the support, but it's kind of an ingrained or just a knowing within themselves. Sometimes we can just know something, and that's reassuring to give us courage to make our own choices. So, yeah, it's really beautiful.
Well, I think you nailed all three of us, right?
Yeah. Are you getting anything from our past pets that we've lost? Are you getting anything from our pets?
No.
No. Hey, I appreciate the honesty. If she's not getting it, she's not getting it.
Our pets are too busy. They're like, nah, we have things to do.
Susan, if people are interested in speaking with you, how do they get in touch?
Well, they can reach me through Instagram, which is Susan H. Harris, or my website, which is SusanHHarris.com.
Wow, dear, you have a gift. That's just so fascinating, and we really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing yourselves.
I appreciate it, Susan.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Susan. It.
We'll see you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was crazy. What do you guys think? At first, I'll be honest, I was kind of skeptical because when she said, oh, I'm sensing a grandparent. Well, like, of course, like
we all got grandparents.
You know, and someone older. Well, yeah, we probably all know someone that passed away. But then she got very specific about things with your grandfather stuff. And so then I was like, then she moved to JC, and I think she just nailed JC to a T. And then with mine, I was still kind of on the fence. I'm like, well, you know, usually kids are different. You know, one will be one way, one's the other, but I don't know. I did feel that. What do you guys think?
I think when she said stubborn, I said, oh, I know who she's talking about. I know which child. So I think that she was pretty spot on with you. But I think with JC, it was like definite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh, this girl can really, really touch into those spirits.
Yeah, she really can. That was eye opening. I really enjoyed talking to her. I do wish, though, if when you said about Steph's grandfather, for any money. It would have just been like, yes, he said, actually, he has a Wells Fargo account that he never told anyone about.
There's a jar underneath the sink. Go look in it.
No.
And then you're like, whoa.
I found it. That would have been cool.
That was good. I like that. That was fun.
Yeah, no, that was great. And again, if you want more information on Susan, if you want to reach out to her, her website again, SusanHHarris.com. You can get her on Instagram at that same handle. So I don't know. I guess it's all, if you have that ability, it's tapping into it. I think we all have a little bit of that inside of us. But again, what is it? What is the intuition and what is the manifestation? I think it's a combination of both.
Well, the manifestation is, we didn't get to it on the air, but when you were talking about your period panties and ordering his period panties, what happened to you, Steph?
I got my period later.
Oh,
that's
my
manifesting.
Gosh. I'm so sorry.
Now I really need the period.
I have 4 pair coming my way. I haven't gotten them yet, but maybe I'll throw one your way.
What if she came on the air and she's like, I sense Steph is on her period. Like, wow, you're good.
She's like so like accurate. Steph is wearing a yellow shirt today. What?
I posted it earlier.
Heather Collins just walked in the middle of that podcast and awkwardly left the studio.
Well, that is it for the Somewhat Normal podcast. We will be back next week. If there's anything that you want us to discuss, that you want to make a comment on, you can always reach us through our website, mix941.fm. Bye.
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 Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.